5-star reviews on iTunes really help us out.
Yes, go on iTunes, give us a 5-star review, then email that to naughtyshowpodcast@gmail.com, and we will mail you a signed postcard.
Because remember, guys, without you, it's just us talking. Wait, that is not a song, right?
No.
Okay.
That's just a voice in my head.
I've heard songs called Back in the Saddle Again,
no,
that's not one I've heard.
Different meaning is saddle.
Oh, the saddle is...
Yeah. It's
rehab?
It was my mother's bosom. We used to call it the saddle. It's a whole different thing.
I used to call her tits that, too.
Whoa!
When I used to fuck her!
Hey, it's
just
good
in
to
case
be back.
Anyone didn't
More
get it.
More jokes about my mom.
Oh, man. Hey, let's get off the moms, because I just jizzed all over yours.
Hey! Can we do something where we call each other's moms to call into the show?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And the other people on the show admit one fact.
Oh, God.
To the mother.
Oh, God.
That we would never, ever know.
Oh, I know mine. Oh. Hey, your son fucked a chicken sandwich.
Okay.
And watched the guy eat it.
Let me just say this. I have a lot of discussions about the chicken sandwich, and I've realized
topic.
That maybe I went too far.
Sam, that is so big of you because I feel like you didn't know that for a long time.
I'm starting to realize that buttholes and humping chicken sandwiches aren't normal.
Oh, God. Aww. That is, I mean, put on that Back in the Saddle song again because this is music to my ears.
It's a breakthrough.
Right, I'm going to put it out there, guys, that I'm talking to everybody in the studio here. Should I stop the butthole movement?
Yeah, I speak for everybody.
Okay,
yep.
I got
Fuck
one.
Yeah.
No,
Fuck yeah.
I got one stop.
Well, Charlie showed his asshole at a show.
Right. You can, don't, verbally talk
Vicky,
about assholes.
Vicky,
all
that's
want.
Like telling him he can have a drink every now and then.
Right. Yes.
What the fuck right. are you doing?
Yeah.
It's a Pandora's box.
So I'm going to say that's a you're abstaining from the vote. That's what I'm saying. Charlie?
People are not, yeah. Charlie's in.
Thumbs
Sarah?
Up. Sarah?
She's in.
Thumbs
yeah.
up.
Coleman's in.
We're going to go with Death Squad Toronto in the house.
He's
Alex.
Out. He's there
out.
He is.
You're
There's my out? Baby. That's right.
You don't like buttholes.
Out.
Oh, you're for buttholes. Oh, right now, it's me. Almost landslide.
Sapphire, listen, just vote for fucking buttholes.
Buttholes.
Yeah.
Buttholes.
Damn it.
I knew I wasn't along.
Yeah, you know what? What you are is you're like the Truman Show. You're surrounded by a bunch of fucking actors just playing right. you to their fucking advantage.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what I am, but I'm not Ed Harris.
I think
I'm that dumb fucking friend. I think I'm that big schlubby shithead friend who's like, come on, Truman, don't worry about that. While everyone's just fucking showing me where they shit from. Fucking A.
I'm not saying dirty buttholes. Clean the butthole up.
Hey, I'm telling you this. They're dirty.
I don't think they all are.
They are.
I don't think they all are.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't think they
know.
All are. Well, dude. Well, you know, a lot of people have talked
you
to me.
Just said I don't think they all are so many times.
I don't think they all are. A lot of people have talked about how we never get to know each other. I mean, we never really just, we always have guests on. We never really get to just talk about what's going on in our lives. And
fair point.
Where we are and what we're doing and what's going on with everybody. And, you know, I don't know. I'm getting really sentimental, but I'm very thankful to everybody who works on the show. I know you guys just come in and you do it for the love of the show, and I'm very appreciative of it. So I thought we'd just spend an hour, and I'd like to do this more monthly, once or twice a month.
Just
we
chilling.
Don't have a guest.
A chilling chat.
We got a guest in the next hour.
That's
the
right.
next podcast. We got, who do we got?
Gene
Pompa.
And Alexa Ames.
Alexa Ames. Some of you might know her as the woman who randomly showed me her butthole in the lobby
oh, yeah.
recently.
Oh,
so she's back.
It all comes together. You
yeah.
didn't
We're all
that
thinking
earlier.
Of every girl. Hey, what's up? What's your name? Can I see that anus? Ah, nice. That's weird.
I can't believe I'm the only one who loves a quality asshole.
The fuck more do you want than a room full of thumbs up? I'm the one who's fucking living in the crazy world.
Yeah, you are.
You know what? I'm Truman. Yeah. You motherfuckers, I'm Truman. You're that schlubby best friend.
Yeah.
I'm the person that just keeps breaking into the scene like, Truman, it's a show. It's a
yeah,
show.
Yeah.
Don't go along with the
yeah.
assholes.
Yeah. Hey, what happened to that nice girl who was trying to help Truman?
Ed Harris shut her down.
So, yeah, so we'll get into guests next one. I just wanted to kind of have a fun talk about what's going on, you know. Big thing over this weekend.
Yeah, stuff happened.
One
right?
of the Farley brothers tweeted a link to one of my Naughty Show videos.
Oh, which Farley brother?
Kevin? Peter.
Peter, okay.
Well, you sound disappointed. That's like, one of the Jacksons love my music. Which one, Michael?
I know, Tito.
I know.
I know Kevin a little bit more. It's great in a way. We're casting a wider Farley net.
Okay. But to Dirty Diamond, a character I invented with my good friend Brian Jarvis.
Mm-hmm.
And out of nowhere, a friend of mine said, hey, dude, the Farley Brothers just tweeted a link to one of your videos.
That's pretty good.
That's cool as shit.
Yeah.
That's a fun-ass thing.
Twitter's fucking weird like that.
What do you mean?
Like when you get, like when that you associate with somebody who's, it's just very easy to have even a brief passing association with someone who's fuck you famous.
Yeah.
And it's very strange when you do. Like even if, you know how it's like when your favorite, like you favorite a tweet. You're like, uh-huh. Like, you know, favoriting a tweet
you
is just,
favor a lot of tweets.
Oh, what, are you going through my favorite folder, you fucking weirdo?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, none of them involve buttholes.
Oh, well, that's your problem.
No.
Because there's a butthole revolution going on.
You're all over the
one
butthole
guy,
map.
Who's the one Death Squad guy who's all in on buttholes?
Yeah, you've just...
I don't know. But the guy tweets the pictures all the time?
Not that guy.
Not the guy who just... We'll show you a picture where you're like, oh, cool. Well, I can't look at pussy anymore. Thanks, man. He's like, that's what can happen. You're like, oh, cool. Thanks. I am glad I clicked that. Hide media.
Yeah, that's a great picture. Who is that girl? We should get her on the show.
Natalie Moore,
if you're listening, we would love your butthole.
Yeah, Natalie, come and show us where the food comes from.
Listen, Gareth, if you want me to stop the whole butthole revolution,
I'll stop it. I think it's good controversy.
I think we got to keep the controversy going.
It puts you guys at odds.
Yeah, it's good. We do a little
drama.
A good cop, butt cop.
Yeah, good cop, butt cop.
Has butts the opposite.
But wait, where were you this weekend? Like,
I was in Las Vegas.
You were in Las Vegas.
I did a great show. The LA Comedy Club at Bally's.
Sure.
I had a great time. And I'm in talks with them to maybe get my own show out there.
So what would that mean? That would mean weekly?
Would you move to Vegas? No, I would never fully move there. I would like to have a foot in there. Because what I want to do is a lot easier to do it in Vegas. What comedians are in L.A., burlesque dancers are in Las Vegas. That's where burlesque dancers go because there's so much work as a burlesque dancer. So I could do like all this crazy shit out there easier than here.
And would that be weekly?
We're in discussions.
Wow, man. What are discussions like? They sound
pretty
cool.
Let me tell you something, dude. I was there at this comedy club on a Tuesday night.
Okay.
They had 150 people in the room.
Jesus
on a
Christ.
Tuesday night. And they really don't advertise the comic.
Right.
It's just L.A. Comedy Club and all over the Bally's. And people show up.
That's
so
great.
What is the difference between playing one casino that has a new crowd every week, then flying to Dallas, flying to Tampa, flying to this? There's a couple rooms I'll continue to do.
Yeah.
You know, like comic strip in Edmonton and the House of Comedy in Minnesota and Minneapolis and a couple other ones.
High on Trees.
Yeah. The High on Trees people. I'll do that. But after that.
Shout out to Toronto.
Shout out.
Has anyone ever done best Tinder city? What's the best city for Tinder? Because L.A.?
Every other city there.
No.
Bullshit.
No, dude. You guys haven't been to Toronto.
Sammy and I were Tindering our way through the fine town of Ronto.
What was your batting average in Toronto?
For Tinder?
Yeah.
What do you mean? How many was I swinging at or how many was I making contact with on my
bat? We know that you carpet bomb everybody.
That's not fair, but that's true.
Yeah. That may not be fair, but that may be true.
I'm not happy you said it, but I can't get you for lying.
Yeah. And how many hitbacks you get?
Oh, you know, what, four, five? It's nuts. Overwhelming numbers. I don't know how to handle it. Imagine juggling four imaginary women. Whoa. No time for me.
How are Tinder dates?
Awful. I told you, I don't do Tinder anymore.
You quit?
Yeah.
Did you go on Tinder dates?
I went on one, okay? And I don't like fast food.
You don't eat asshole.
Okay.
I don't eat asshole.
I thought that's where that was going.
But I don't like fast food, right?
Right.
So, like, over the years, like, I hate it more and more. Like, the more I hear about it, I'm like, it's so, it's just fucked up to me.
What do you mean, the more and more you hear about? Like, 99-cent frost shakes.
No. The more when they're like, yeah, it's just ammonia and eyeballs. When I'm like, hey, I don't think that's cool to just be like, 100% beef. So, So I don't like Taco Bell like the most, right? So then I go on this Tinder thing and I go and meet this chick, and it's honestly just kind of like a train wreck anyway, because I'm meeting her at like midnight, like we're sober, the bars just is not good. She's at a hotel, and then we're talking, and I'm like, well, what do you do? You know, and she's like, well, I like work for Taco Bell and I like to strip, and I was just like in my head, I was like, ah, fucking shit.
Okay, so because she works for Taco Bell, you couldn't have a relationship with her.
That's totally true. Yeah, I couldn't.
Really?
Yeah, no way. A relation? No, I couldn't.
That's why?
Because it's...
Do you think that because she works for Taco Bell, you got to eat Taco Bell every night? Got to help the bottom line.
Got to ring her Taco Bell. Am I right? Ring that bell. I quit the seals. Ring the bell.
Andrew Dice K.
Hey, all right. Hey, I'm going to suck his cock. Oh! Hickory dickory cock. Anyway, yeah, that ended. That's it.
Can we have a new character?
What does he want to be? Andrew Dice Gay.
Gay?
Yeah. And he's smoking a Capri, hey! Smoking a Capri 120, and yeah. Instead of A, he goes, hey, hickory dickory dock. Kevin Meaney, what's wrong with you? Cat licks the butter, the cat's dead. Cat's on the floor. Mom walks in. What did you do?
Take
that, Winslow.
So, yeah, I'm thinking about doing a show out there.
That'd be great, though, because that's like such... That's
my
like,
dream is that... Because if they just offer me Saturday nights, I'm like, well, then I'm only going to be able to do it once a month.
Yeah.
Because
still, though, that'd be great.
Yeah. It would be great. But, okay,
but
I go see this show.
You gotta play hardball. You'd pass on that, though. Winking.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's not enough.
Yeah.
Bally's, step up.
Are you going to have, like, the Sam Tripoli suite at Bally's?
No, I would never want that. No. I do not like staying in hotels.
Sam, really? Sam finds himself so dirty, his own room would be too dirty to stay in.
Yeah. No, dude. Not at all.
You just went to
I just don't
soprano.
Like to stay in hotels.
Yeah.
I'm not a big hotel guy.
Well, now, Sam, we shared a great room. In Toronto.
That lasted a few hours.
That lasted
actually.
A night, because I didn't realize that Sam still snorts cocaine in his dreams. The snoring.
That's all I have left.
It's all I have.
The nonstop.
I can only snort that fake cocoa.
The snoring was unreal. And had I not just experienced worse snoring a couple weeks ago with my buddy, I mean, it would still be too fresh.
Oh, my God. So my snoring is just, I'm just sawing trees.
It's crazy.
Like, give me honest.
Well, I'll do reenactment. This is the best, right? Because the whole night I'm like, you know how it is. You're just like that. You're just almost asleep. So I keep going. Like I try to be like polite, you know, like because I don't. You don't really know how to deal with it. You're like asleep too, and you're just like, stop it, buddy. Stop. It hurts my sleep.
Right.
And so what I did at one point, because you're just going like. Like that,
so
you know?
I'm close to death.
You're totally dying.
So instead of wondering if I'm okay, you're like, shut up.
I killed two birds with one motherfucking stone.
So if I died, at least you got good sleep.
Let me tell you, if you died, I'd have woken up at 12:30 like, dude, I'm great, Sammy.
Sammy?
Lost touch and go there till about 3, but then you finally quit on that snoring, which was cool. Sam, you're blue. What's up, bro?
It looks like I'm closing out the show.
Yeah,
Gareth, let me ask you this. Now, on top of the snoring, how was the volume of the television all night long
on
ESPN?
Well, see, this is the thing, right?
I love how all of a sudden...
Sam, you got
to
let me fucking answer the...
stay with Tripoli.
Hey, you fucking paranoid son of a bitch. Let me answer the fucking question. That is one thing that two men are on the same page about is like, yeah, let's just keep watching the same Sports Center all night. And then when the new guys come in, they'll show the same clips, but they'll add their own little spin on it.
Yeah.
That's always fun to be a part of. No, that was fine. I wish ESPN had been louder to drown out the like snoring pig that was in the room. Or Sam.
I'm here. I can hear you. You have a microphone and I have headphones.
Am I talking into it too loud?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's just I have feelings.
Just
you
hurt.
Called me a snoring pig.
In like a nice way. Yeah, like in a way that like an animal a hog snorts.
So I do this.
That helped, right?
I do this club, and you know I've been doing a lot of road lately, man. And like I know, like Steve Byrne, all my friends are like these huge road dogs, and I just that's never interest me.
It's brutal.
The thought of doing like week after week after week is nothing. I'm happy. I'm doing about 2 weeks a month.
That's perfect.
Perfect, dude. I'm very happy.
Yeah.
But it has helped my set, ma'am. And so I go do the show, and I show up. I have to fly back. I have to drive out Tuesday to do my first show, fly back to L.A. on Wednesday to shoot this TiVo videos that I wrote with some people at All Things Comedy to shoot it. I have to get up early. I fly, I can get sick, man. So,
what do you mean you fly, you can get sick?
I just, when I fly, that
get
air
sick
is
on
so
planes.
Bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like throw up, just like
no, yeah,
I get cold.
Yeah.
You come back raspy a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just because I fall asleep and I'm just breathing you know, like, in yeah, all that shit.
It's that snoring.
I'll tell
That's
you
what,
there's no doubt in my mind that the oxygen masks drop on a sleeping Sam Tripoli flight.
Do you think that people hate me when I fly?
Dude, have you ever been in the situation when you're on a plane and you got some fucking knucklehead like passed out just like everybody's just like, that guy, right? Remember the fucking dude?
Okay. So and then now I can't even enjoy my flying.
He's getting his bags and everyone's like, hey, fucking hope he's got his fucking breathe right strips in his fucking bag, dickhead. Anyway, nice meeting you guys.
You are really killing me right now. I have fucking feelings, man. So you fly back.
So
I fly back. I have to get up at 5 in the morning to catch the first flight. So
part of you's thinking, though, that's pretty cool, right? Doing a show, got to fly back to L.A. Look, I got to shoot,
mean, like,
baby. Sammy Baby's killing it.
It's the burden of being busy. You're blessed with the burden of being busy, and that's kind of all you can ask for in this town. So I go, I fly back. I get back, I fall asleep. Show starts at 9:30.
Oh, this is great.
I get up at like 9:20.
Oh, my God.
I shower. I run down. The show's already started.
You're headlining, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
What, do they have an MC?
There's an MC and a host.
Okay.
It's this black chick named AK.
Nice.
I didn't know her name at this moment. So she's out there, and I have a thing for black chicks. I think black women are sexy. And I'm like,
That's
I love
because it. Black women are sexy.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I'm getting thumbs up from the butthole people. So you love buttholes
and
black women.
Hey, guys, are you guys happy with your nickname? The butthole people? Yeah, you fucking idiots. Well,
you earned
Christ.
It.
Yeah.
The butthole people.
I wanna,
You're happy about that.
Someday I'm going to
flood. All right,
everybody.
Let's aim a little bit lower next time.
Someday I'm going to flood this fucking studio with buttholes.
You know
just
what?
Just butthole on butthole.
Oh, God. It's like the worst imagery.
Yeah, cool. Every kiss begins buttholes.
So I get there. I go in the back of the green room. That's very funny.
Like, keep going.
I go in the back of the green room. I'm hanging out. I'm talking to the feature, Deepak. Very funny guy.
Chopra. He's in a stand-up now.
No.
Oh, it's not
no.
a different one.
See, Deepak, he's from Toronto. He's very funny. He's a Nick Swartzen fan. He's going to come on a guest in January. We'll bring him in. He's written on The Family Guy. He's working on new Dumb and Dumber. He helped punch it up and all that stuff. And so we're talking. She introduces him. He runs up. At no point does she come back to meet me. And I'm the easiest person to work with as a headliner.
Yeah.
You hear stories of headliners just being horrible people to work with. They just browbeat everybody. Yeah. I'm very laid back. At no point does she come and ask me anything, how I want to be introduced, what are my credits, anything.
Oh, that's weird. Okay.
So I'm about to... Deepak is finishing his set. I walk out. She runs up. It's like, how do you say his name? What is his credits? And I go, oh, my God, this is crazy. So she runs up, and she goes, all right, you ready for your headliner, Sam Tripoli? And she got it right. I'm like, oh, my God, thank God. She goes, I don't know who this is. I don't know anything about him. He's got to be a big pimp because he's closing our show. So you know he's a big pimp. And I'm like, oh, God, this is so fucking retarded. So she introduces me, Sam Tripoli. I come up. I go, thank you. Give it up. Give it up for Shaniqua, I said.
Well, Sammy, at least you put yourself in the driver's seat of the
okay,
situation.
Okay, so I go, give it up for Shaniqua. I do my set. It's fun. I'm crushing. I get done. I'm only supposed to do half an hour. I'm doing 45s because they have this weird thing at this club, and it's a great club. I do 45. I get off stage. She walks up to close the show. I go to shake her hand. She won't put her hand out.
Oh, shit.
She won't even look at me. She walks up, dude. She grabs the microphone and starts laying into me.
Ah, this oh my is awesome. God. Okay. Keep going,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, please, please.
She's like,
more.
Give it up for that, motherfucker. Call me Shaniqua. Oh, yeah, y'all know I'm angry about this. Y'all know that. I'm angry. That motherfucker whose nose is probably bigger than his dick.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Motherfucker thinks he's all funny. Do a 2-hour special. I'm not making any of this up.
Oh, thank God.
Then she starts going to everybody to crowd with, look at you, saying you look like Serena Williams. That'd be the ugly Williams sister. Which, first of all, I would fuck both the Williams sisters.
I will say right away, I think Serena is the hotter of the two Williams.
So she's just going to everybody that I was talking to and just convincing them that I was...
That you were an asshole?
Yeah.
She went after the same people that you were... And this is the host of the show?
Yeah.
So then...
Anybody else, flame throughout the room. There would have been blood at the end of the show. If she... Any other headliner.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. But so what did you do?
I felt bad because obviously her feelings were hurt, which I don't understand why. Now, Sapphire, as the lone representative of the black community...
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Sapphire normally reaches for the microphone a little bit faster when she's got your back. That was a slow pull.
But... I mean, in the context of stand-up comedy, where she's going around, oh, yeah, I know you got nice pussy, lady. You got nice pussy, don't you? You got nice pussy. Oh, this motherfucker got big old dick. Look at this white man with a big old dick. That was her act. And I go, who she fucks my credits all up, and I go, give it up for Shaniqua. On a scale of 1 to 10 of offensive, be honest, where is that?
I'm not going to lie. My mouth kind of dropped when you said the Shaniqua. But then again, homegirl fucked up your credit.
Yeah.
And when you fuck up your credit, that fucks everything up. So I say, fuck her. She needs some dick and then needs to fuck you to get some motherfucking credit.
Or just at least get that nose inside of her or something.
No.
Something.
To her point.
Yeah. Get nose fuck.
Yeah, nose fuck.
From the hook nose.
That wasn't an unsolicited insult by you.
The
minute someone says, I don't know who he is, like, to me, that's way more offensive than anything you could have said.
Right.
Just lie.
But even
this
on
my
the
friend,
scale of insulting.
Yeah, no.
I still don't see it.
And no, this
amongst
is not
comedians.
Exactly. You're not going to someone in the crowd.
Right.
And just going like, hey, Shaniqua, this is a comic.
Which I will do.
Yes. 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 But maybe now's not the time for that point.
Yeah.
Right?
But even that. But my point is, dude. I could get offensive.
Yes, Sam,
and if there's a list of words that I'm going to say that's going to try to offend you, Shaniqua doesn't even appear in the top 100 words that I could say to somebody.
Careful, Sam. Watch it.
It turns you on when a woman calls you the N-word. You're anything but racist. You're fucked up and perverted, but you ain't racist.
There's a lot of things you can say about me racist.
Sam, there's a laundry list of fucked up things we could say about you.
Yes. Thank you.
I mean, it's like Santa's naughty list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But racism is not one of them.
So she even went to Twitter, tried calling me out. I mean, on Facebook, she tried to say all this shit.
So wait. Okay, so she gets off stage after she just fucking whatever torches you because she's a bad MC. What?
Which, and here's really my biggest problem of everything. If you're going to light me up, be funny about it.
Yeah.
If you went up there and did some funny ass shit and lit me the fuck up, I'd be like, touche.
Yeah. Because she's closing the show at that point, so it's got to be on the highest note.
She started laying into me. The whole crowd just stared at her. Just 5 minutes of like,
So then she comes off stage, and then what is the interaction?
I'm standing in the back. Everybody who works at the show is apologizing to me.
Right.
They're like, that's really offensive. That she should never say
anything.
Shaniqua
should not have done that to you.
We're sorry. Shanaynay should never have come up to me.
Bally's does not normally do that.
Are you
telling me that
Shaniqua is more offensive than AK?
Well, that's her name.
Not AK because she tried to follow me on... She added me on Facebook, and I accepted her. I'm waiting to hear from her.
That really is just like being like, yeah, I'll meet you to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I accept your invitation for 3:30 in the parking lot.
why is it with white people, the first black name that y'all have to go to for a black woman is Shaniqua?
Well, why is
it always Shaniqua?
Why is the white guy voice always like,
stop. Let's do something called common sense math. Why would that be the first thing we go to? Is there a reason for that? Do you watch Maury Povich?
Oh, hell yes.
Okay.
Like a religious thing. It's like church for me on TV.
Right.
I love it.
Are you on the list of fucked up names? Shaniqua isn't even one of them.
I mean, look, Sam, if your point is that African-American people have gotten a little liberal with creating names, I think that's a fair point.
Actually, giving us some credit, we make up some fucked up names. Listen, I'm sorry.
The best,
I'm sorry.
There is a guy, I can't remember his fucking name on the Chiefs, but his name is like Hemingway Julius. It's just beautiful. Beautiful name. But they get crazy. I wish white people would. Let's fucking get nuts.
I know
Let's
a kid
compete.
Named Non-Smoking.
I'm Non-Smoking.
Hold on.
I shit you not.
Is that his real name?
That is
name?
His real fucking name. His
you
name
just
is
said
Non-Smoking.
His name is Non-Smoking.
That's how it's spelled. Non-Smoking.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Is that a real human being?
I shit you not.
Junior Hemingway. That's it. Yeah. Sorry.
Shit you not. And my mom, who's a nurse, she took care of a kid named Chaos Millennium. These are this is what the fuck is happening with black people today.
When you say, why do you call us Shaniqua, do you understand where this comes from?
At least call her like Sandra or Ronisha. But Shaniqua? Come on now. It is 2013. You can pull off every ghetto name out of the book.
Yeah, but okay.
Chardonnay.
So this is what...
Okay, Hennessy.
So do you
Mercedes.
Think if I called her Chardonnay, she would be fine with that?
What was the name?
If I called her Chardonnay,
you hell
think
yes.
She'd be
hell
like,
yes.
Oh, that was cool?
She would actually probably, like, fuck you right there. I don't know. She probably wouldn't have been pissed.
She'd suck that nose until jizz came out.
I don't know if that would register if you called her Chardonnay.
Yeah,
I don't know
right.
if I would.
Because
I wouldn't get
just...
what you were going for.
Right.
Shaniqua, I get what you're going for.
But and it's meant to elicit a laugh.
If had you said Shanaynay, that to me has a different meaning to it. Because then it's almost like, because I'm thinking of Martin, and then it's kind of like you're saying she looks like a man. That would have been meaner.
I could understand if she could get off. I don't think that's what it is. She's trying to equate me calling her Shaniqua on the level of me calling her the N-word on stage.
Which is stupid on her end, though.
That's exactly what she's going
it's
for.
It's stupid on her end. Because if you said the way, like, the way that you were telling me or telling us in here that she said it, yeah. Yeah. I can only imagine.
Here's the thing. I thought she was very attractive. There's no part of her where I'm like, look at this homely-ass bitch. I was like,
that'd have been
this
a great
chick
way to
is
start.
Hot.
She was hot.
She is hot.
That's tough.
Yeah, none's worse than being hated by the hot chick.
I'll tell you, the whole time she's been a villain in my head and just gross. And now that she's hot, there's a new wrinkle here.
Did you think you were going to get a smile out of her? Did you think that did you think it was going to be well received, that you would have got a chuckle out of her?
Okay, let me say this. When I work with Joe Rogan, many times he will follow me and do a joke about something either I'm wearing or something that I've said.
Right.
And it's never... A lot of times be like, dude, that's really funny. Get up for Triple A. Sometimes it'd be like, you know, I do that joke about BSR, ball shaft ratio.
Yes.
Like, give it up for Triple A. He's looking at guys' dicks. I don't know. You're making fun. It's like, whatever you got to do, man. Just a transition.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the truth, I mean, honestly, like, yes, I mean, there's just so many times when someone will just fucking make funny, but it's all in good fun. You
it's
know?
Just comedy.
Yeah, no.
There's nothing that drives me more crazier than sensitive comedians.
It's strange when it's straight. Honestly, like, because you know, like when I don't know, like if you bomb and someone comes up and makes fun of you, you just got to take it. That's just how it goes.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't bomb, so I don't know what that feels like.
Well, let me tell you, it is a refreshing feeling, and I found it's helped me tremendously. So you
dude,
might
I've
look
never
into
seen
it.
You bomb.
Oh, I bombed. I've had a couple bombs recently. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, well, I was in. It's, you know, honestly, like when I MC shows, it's just such a tougher gig, you know, because it's like
where.
It depends. Like I was in. Where the fuck I was in DC, and I was featuring, but that was a good weekend. But then I was in La Jolla, and I MC'd for Burn.
Burn.
And
who featured?
Argus.
That's an interesting lineup.
So, but anyway, you know what I mean? Like, you go, especially there, too. Like, so you go up there called 10 minutes. You know what I mean? Then you do get to experience a bomb. It is true, though, when you're featuring, it's harder. But I've had that
recently. Room, when they smell fear.
Oh, dude.
They'll jump you, dude.
Well, you know what? And then it's hard to deal with sometimes because you don't know exactly how to, like, there's that fine line between, like, I don't like
you. I thought
you.
She was just going to show you her butthole because you bombed.
That's, here you go. Make it better. You haven't been listening. That doesn't help me. Here you go. But it is like when you don't know, part of you is like, fuck them. Part of you is like, what the fuck? And it's all happening while it's happening. So it's just like this crazy sort of sensation where your mind is working.
Let me ask you something.
Thank you.
When you're bombing.
Yes.
What do you do?
Go into crowd work. Start asking about why I'm bombing.
That's great.
Acknowledging
how's that go?
Well, yeah, definitely calling it out. Yeah,
that's the best thing you can
do.
Oh,
yeah, you have to. I used to not. I used to just silently
power
be like,
through it.
Okay, well, thanks, guys. That's my time. And then go on stage and be like, I'll have a bottle of Jack Daniels. Thank you very much.
You see, you just don't have. You are so funny. It's something someone told me a very long time ago. You haven't learned how to harness your talents yet.
Yeah.
You're getting there.
Yeah, yeah.
In about 5 years, you'll never bomb because you just have so many tools on the tool belt. You'll be throwing stuff out left and right.
Well, that's why I love going on the road with Burnt because, I mean, among many reasons, but you get more time, get so many more sets. See, I'm learning more. I'm learning at a fast rate, but yeah, I still have work to do.
Do you get introduced as the guy from the show?
No, I normally don't. Like, I'll normally just
say. But they're all TBS fans. They know you from the show.
Yeah, but honestly, then that results in people pretending that I'm, like, on the show all the time.
Who cares?
I do.
Oh, okay. I get
okay,
it.
I respect that.
I do. I would honestly rather get brought up with nothing, so normally I'll just say, like, MTV or whatever.
And if somebody approaches you and says, like, hey, Chappie.
Yeah, or you know what? I actually did that.
Chappie.
That,
hey, Chappie.
Yeah. Yeah, which just happened, like, twice. Yeah, but actually, I did Jeremiah Watkins' show with Red Band and Rogan at the Ice House Friday night.
Oh, Thunder Pussy.
Thunder Pussy, which is honestly such a great fucking show. But I had a point. I don't remember what it was.
Rogan did Thunder Pussy?
Dude, honestly, like, look, I don't know him that well. I've been on his podcast one time, met him a few times, and I've seen his stand-up a bunch. Honest to God, man, he was up there for an hour because the whole idea of the show is that it's improvised stand-up. So you basically just get a topic, you do what you can on it, and then when you run out of steam, you're just like, new topic, you know? So everybody's doing it. Everybody's actually doing really fucking well. But Rogan's up there for probably an hour, and he probably had like 7 topics. I mean, it was great. It was amazing.
Dude, people think I feel sometimes people think I'm an ass kisser when I say this. I don't think there's anybody working smarter and getting bigger laughs at that level. Nobody. I mean, Joey Diaz is a different beast, and he's incredible, and it's a whole nother animal of this amazingness. But they're both masters at
and
two different ways of
for
doing
sure.
it.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But nobody's working at the level that Joe Rogan is in terms of what he's talking about, the level of comedy, the punchlines he's using, and the laughter he's getting.
It's honestly crazy. It really is like when you watch great comedians, like when you watch George Carlin, like the second half of his career, like it is all about a message that's really delivered in a hilarious way.
Hey, real quick, Death Squad, I know you're not on the microphone. Did you ever go and see Joe Rogan and I at Messy Hall? Did you see the one where Ari showed up? Okay,
he's
man.
He's saying yes.
Yeah, he's nodding his head yes. That show, when I watched Rogan there for an hour, I felt like this must have been what it was like to watch Sam Kennison at the height of his power. I mean, this dude was shaking the building.
Yeah.
And with this fucking black belt material. And I was like, it takes a lot. I'm a comedy snob, dude. I'm like, I'm very particular about who I, you know, grant the fucking royalty to in comedy.
Yeah.
Because I see a lot
of. The Shaniquas of it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But man, that was a crazy night. And that's why I'm like, because I've been working with Rogan for a little while. And we did a show in Canada, and it was in Halifax. And it was like, It was like 1,000 people. And I remember going, hey, this is the first time I'm doing a room this big. And now we're doing, now I do shows where it's like 2,500, 3,000, you know. And
you did that one for a million.
A million people.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Dude, can you believe that
somebody's getting called the N-word tonight.
Can you believe we played Nelson Mandela's memorial? I cannot believe that.
So honestly,
he
if
called
I may,
me out. I was
if
like,
I may,
holy shit.
And I'm a big fan of yours, Sam, and I think you're terrific. That was just not the right place for you to be.
You didn't think that was my crowd?
I thought a bad moment, wrong crowd.
No, they were great.
They were mad, and no. I don't think you understood.
You mean mad as an M-A-A-D-D, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers.
They don't have cars.
Showing up.
They don't have the cars. It's Mothers Against, it's MADU. Mothers Against Drunk Walking, walkabouts.
I've always had a dream that the Kennedy Center would recognize my dick jokes and that Nelson Mandela.
Wake up, Sammy, you're snoring, baby.
Come on. I've got to be honest with you. Angry Gareth Reynolds is really shitting on my dreams tonight. By the way, it doesn't look like Sapphire's just working tons of fucking cocks in there.
Wait,
watch what
Sam,
she talks.
I'm sorry. You really think that the Kennedy Center was going to recognize the dick jokes?
Yeah.
I thought that was a joke. I'm sorry. I was playing off of
I
the
joke. I said
it
was my dream.
Yeah, but I thought
and
we were having
came
some
here
comedic
shit on
I
it.
Thought we were taking some comedic liberties with
no
that.
No comedic
That's
liberties.
Like right. The Kennedy Center Honors where they put it on television.
Yeah.
And how would they air that material?
Hey, dude.
You know, Vicky, don't shit on Sam's dream. We didn't come here to just...
Who are you two? Negative twin nannies?
Yeah, practical points.
Sorry,
negative nanny twins?
Call us Shaniquas.
What are you guys, a bunch of fucking Shaniquas?
Now it's racist.
For the record, I ain't no Shaniqua.
You are
there we go.
Right?
No
You're
way.
A
Hell
sapphire.
To the no.
You're
no
a sapphire. Way. You are a fucking sapphire. So that's what I wanted to talk about this week. We got a lot more to get into. I want to talk about Vicky's dick comedy show.
The dick show. Yes.
How was it?
Oh, right.
While you were doing Thunder Pussy, I was doing Members Only. So it kind of fits. Dick and Pussy.
If you push it hard enough, people. It will.
By the way, Joey Diaz's new album is called Can't Eat Pussy with Asthma.
Oh, my
oh
God.
Oh, my God.
That's
now,
so
my only question is,
good.
Can he get that on iTunes, and does yes. that matter?
I think he had to change the one album that time, because remember it was a picture of his balls, and I think they pulled him. It was legit his balls.
Only Joey Diaz could make that happen.
Fucking guy, man.
So how was the dick art show?
The dick show was awesome. First of all, okay, so if you didn't hear, listeners, there was a show called Members Only. It was an art show where female artists drew dicks, and they had a comedy portion, which was kind of strange, but it worked out really cool. The Serp Loft, and the reason I had never heard of it is because it's pretty much someone's house, which we discovered once we got there. So already it's awesome, because the guy that booked us, he's like, you know, that's the green room behind these doors. So we go behind the doors.
Is that the equivalent of calling your car the pussy wagon?
Well, then
or the
somebody
bathroom,
walked
your office.
In, because it's like, wow, this green room's really elaborate. It's almost like, why are their dressers full
it's
of
my
clothes?
My mom's house.
Right. And then
it's
a
my
woman
mom's
comes
bedroom.
Back.
Oh, look, they got outfits.
And then it's like, can I help you? And it's like, no, we're just...
You
just
can get out of the fucking
jokes,
green room,
like,
bitch.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
What was the crowd at the dick art show?
It was very mixed. I would say older, but not old. By older, I mean, like, you know, not college kids. I would say 30s, 40s, 50s. That,
women?
That yes, more men than I thought, but a lot of women. When I walked in, it was the third floor of this building that's very lofty, very artsy, like New York style. And when I walked in, there's immediately just mad pictures of dicks. And there's a stage with a guy on it, totally naked.
All
his
right.
name's Dove. I have his card. Maybe you could do a call him one time.
We'll see.
You guys have any questions for
hey,
the
we'll
dick?
Talk about it.
We're kind
the
of backed up on calls right now.
Yeah. Well.
So he's... He's sitting on the stage just chilling in the moat, like arm overhead, legs spread, dick out, you know, clearly he's naked.
Yeah, we can't have this.
Dick. Big
the
dick.
The gesture you're doing for the log cock is a deal
big,
breaker for the show.
I'm going past
was
the
it,
knee, big dick.
It was huge.
Did he have a shoe on it?
It wasn't hard and it was big.
Can we get a vine of her showing us how big that dick
it
was?
It was just chill. Like, it was just dick. his dick.
Wow. It honestly looks, when she's demonstrating, it looks like when a Bond villain pets the cat.
But here's what's crazy. So there was
That's
dick,
how big this there dick
was,
is.
There was dick on one leg, and then casually placed on the other leg was a banana. As if, I don't know if they're supposed to draw that too, or
so
if
that's
it's a size
fucking
comparison.
Art. That's what dick art is? Boy, I think I could do dick art.
Now, my
no, there was
part
a, there
was
a lot of art going on.
When Vicky told us that she's doing this, she's worried about the insecurities of the dick model.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? How?
Yeah, she felt empathy towards yeah. the actor.
Now, how do you feel like it? What was his insecurity levels on the 1 to 10?
Well, I talked to him afterwards because he came in the green
of
bedroom.
Of course you did, Vic.
No. He came in the bedroom.
Yeah, he came in the bedroom, the green room. Yeah, of right. course the guy with the fucking cat Bond villain dick is in the bedroom
it,
green room with you. Keep
awkward.
Going.
I wasn't 100% sure it was him because he had the, I mean, he had the robe on. That's how
oh,
I knew it was
so
him.
He was nice enough to robe up?
He robed up, but it's like I wasn't even paying attention to his face because I'm looking at this dick.
Sure.
And I'm trying to pretend that I'm not looking at the dick
right.
when everyone else is sitting there focused on the dick, sketching it.
Well, except for the last part, welcome to cleavage.
So did Lenny wear assless chaps like we had bet?
No, he did not. It's funny. We got up there. He did come with me. He was like, I don't know if I should go to this.
I'll tell you what.
Up.
If your woman's going to a dick show, you're coming.
Right.
Yeah, you're coming to fucking throw a fucking blanket on the
Would
whole party.
Would you go?
Yes, fuck yes, I'd go. And
Why?
Because I'd just be like, stop looking at fucking dicks, you whore.
Really? So you are, okay, that's very interesting.
Thank you for breaking ground with me.
Okay, so let me ask you something.
Vicky was talking.
Oh, whoa.
No, what?
We hit on something. We hit on something.
No, what? I'm just
sensitive
kidding. What?
Stuff. So, like, if you were going to go out with your buddies to a show and maybe girls were going to be there doing burlesque
dancing.
Yeah,
that's cool. And if
the
girl complains about it, that's fucked up. Okay. But if she goes to the dick show and she looks at a dick, I'll kill her.
Why are you worried? Are you worried that your girlfriend's going to just go cock zombie crazy and just start chugging dicks?
Yeah, yeah. It comes to my own insecurities. Talk to Vicky!
This was so not a chugging dick atmosphere.
That's so interesting.
We walked up there.
Isn't it because if you switch it and there's a bunch of chicks hanging out with their pussies out, that's a pussy-eating atmosphere.
Isn't that basically this show and the live show? Isn't that what...
Bunch of chicks hanging pussies out?
Yeah, well,
I haven't been able to do that yet.
Sam, Vicky, you're talking about the bucket list for Sam, that's for sure. Yeah, he's like, Vicky, look, a guy can dream, and I'm glad you think that.
You're like, well, I haven't even started to
I
take this as
do
far
I want to do a show where pussies
to.
Hang out.
I guess yeah. pussies don't hang out, but there's been plenty of tits. There's been some naked people on this show.
I mean,
not
there was some, I mean, we saw Charlie's asshole.
It's been
we
great.
Saw Missy Martinez's asshole.
Right.
And that's about it.
Yeah, yum.
I guess maybe if you were a woman looking at it, it would be a little more sexual to you. Because I'm thinking there's tits
let me
all
ask
over
you
the
something.
Place, usually, yeah.
When you see just a big monster hog just sitting there, do you start getting the tinglies in special places?
No, that
see,
doesn't.
A guy would if like no. if Sarah's just sitting there and all of a sudden she's just like you two are just hanging out and it's beavers out, you know, it's just you walk in and it's spread eagle.
Yeah,
it's exciting time, right?
Yeah, it's definitely yeah. There's some adrenaline in the air. Yeah, you're
there's
gonna go
just
play
blood
sports.
Pumping.
Yeah, it's exciting.
This but you're telling like, me if monster hog guys just sitting there like that and you guys
I could eat
in,
a banana.
You're not starting to drool.
No, because monster hog drool. Guys lay in there and it's very like. It's a very artistic.
Sorry, Monster Dick's hot too. We're finding out now too. So not only a monster cock,
yeah.
he's not some schlub. This guy's.
Oh no, he's not a schlub.
So he's
no,
attractive
he's
and he's got a hammer.
He's fit. Oh. Yeah, this is just the. I mean, the dick is just.
What
one
actor
of many
would he look
qualities.
Like? So we get an understanding of what we're dealing with.
Oh jeez.
What has he been in besides you?
Who does he look like? I gotta. I don't know. I can't think offhand. I'd have to think about that. But he's young. Maybe a little like Italian looking, short hair.
Okay. Maybe a little bit like the situation, the dictuation, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get it past this.
Yeah, okay.
Give us before we get into how your set went, give us the variety of dicks that were there.
Well, he was the main attraction.
Oh, there's one dick model?
He's the live model. And
now, as a guy, could I just be like, hey, I just feel like whipping my dick out, and I could take my pants off?
Hey, it's cool that we're all doing cheese. Hey, guys, look, I'm an artist.
That'd be totally weird.
Hey, guys, look, I do art now. Look at my cock.
That'd be totally weird. And the whole idea of getting turned on, it's like you have people sitting. It's almost like it's college or something. He's sitting there. He's not saying nothing. He's just posing. Everyone else is sketching. And there's like Enya playing and shit in the back, or there's like new age
sorta
music
gay,
going.
Sorta gay, sorta
so not,
gay.
It's the idea is.
It would
have like,
been great if mandatory you have to drop ecstasy before you walked in there.
Like, that would be
that
great.
Be is if you had to drop Molly before you went to the.
No, because then you walk into plaster dicks. There's a whole wall of multicolored dicks. It's all and everything's for sale.
Green dicks.
There's little green, blue, red. You name it. They had it. There was a picture of a rooster just to be clever. Like, it was that kind of party.
What is this, the Catskills 1980s comic here?
Let me guess, that guy's art didn't get bought. Nobody bought the rooster pick my mom gave me. Thought I could make a quick fiver.
Okay, well, so real quick, can we get into your...
pants.
And then I want to talk about the roast.
Yeah, no, everything went
how
good.
How did your set go?
It went great.
And what jokes, did you go dirty
it
or did you
great.
Do...
Well, it
your
was I
classic
only, I only
TV
like,
stuff.
No. I only had like 7 minutes. Is that my classic stuff? Would I do that three times?
Yeah.
That's my classic shit. Yeah.
Vicky from the history.
I did a bit about a strap on. I talked about circumcision a little bit. I didn't do the whole bit of it, just the part about
ladies.
The dicks,
pro you know? Circumcision, or do you like it just a sock monster?
No, pro.
Yeah,
big time.
You
pro.
Don't want something that looks like it's jumping through the Star Wars sand.
I don't. That seems to be a thing here. People are like,
you go to England though.
Bad. It's like,
you go to England
no.
though. People are like, it's all right, mate. You got your dick cut off a little. You're like, yeah, no, I'm normal. You're fucking weird. Sorry, I just want to be clear.
You got to cut off a little. Like, yeah. Got where they cut.
Doesn't matter, man. So what? He's lost a little bit of his head. You're like, nah, it's like sanitary and better. Girl, trust me, this is better worldwide, way better.
And most of the dicks portrayed were circumcised, so I could play
thank
on that
you.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was really good. But the lead up to it
was... Did you do
any
crowd work on dicks?
Yes.
Was the dick model shaved?
Oh, great question. Was it full bush or was it trim?
You know what? He was hairless on his chest, and I believe it was major groomage. I did not notice a big bushiness. But
now,
it wasn't completely buried.
Vicky
either.
The banana, was it Chiquita? Was it Doll? Walk us through that. Did it have the sticker on it
yeah,
still?
It was
it organic? Do
it was
know?
Absolutely Doll.
It
made
Doll.
I made it like that's what I was looking
yeah,
at.
Yeah, you're like,
you do
sorry.
A crowd work going, sir, you look like you have a crooked dick. Is it me? How does this guy look like he's got a crooked dick?
Look at this guy.
I started out referencing the model, and I went, it was like, you know, the host, and then someone, and then me, and then one more person. So I referenced the dick model, and his name being Dove, and I made like a joke about the soap and about the chocolate, and at first it was like I kind of made fun of how like you know Dove soap
great job
how they good. You know
now the question is chubs. And it's how many Asians were there
not too many.
Asian guys walking around
no oh,
doing
oh
fucking
I
samurais
yeah. I was like do they love art yeah. Like, oh okay yeah. I understand yeah. But it went well I couldn't believe because it really the vibe was like are they gonna accept
where did you go in the lineup
right now. It was the Sam Brown was the host, and then a girl Celeste Reno. Then I went, and then Josh Fadum.
Okay, so
and
a little
Sam Brown
up.
And Josh Fadum want to come on here. Maybe
all right,
next
we'll
year
think about
together.
It.
Well, they'll come on.
Maybe we'll do a whole day where Big Dick calls in, and they come in too, and we'll do a whole day about that day.
Oh, they could relive.
We'll do
the
maybe
moment.
An anniversary. Maybe a year from now, we bring them all in. We do a day about the day. Yeah. Maybe we see that banana. I don't know. I don't know.
I would love it if we brought the dick model in and they just heated helicopters in front of your guys' faces.
What if we
and
brought
we
the
do
dick model
dick
in?
Dick chicken.
What if we brought the dick model in, didn't say dick anything to them at all, didn't mention it, had just had him naked with his dick out, and didn't reference him. Just brought them in, put him there so they can't see him, and just brought them
I'd
in.
I'd like to do trivia with
idea.
The ladies from the show, and loser gets fucking helicoptered in the face by super dick model.
That wouldn't Sam,
the look
be a
on
good
the look
prize.
On Sam's face was like, I've cracked the code. I figured out the human genome.
Okay. All right, we're coming to the end of this awesome show. Big show's coming up. We have the Naughty Roast of Santa Claus coming up
Samta.
Wednesday.
Samta.
Yay.
The Naughty Roast of Samta. I hope everyone will come there. So what are we thinking? Let's talk about this. We got 7 minutes. Let's break this down.
Okay.
Who do we got performing? Who do we think's going to do stand-up? Oh, you know what I forgot to add to the list? Miguel Fierro. He always kills.
Oh, he's good.
Okay. Yes.
So let's talk about who we think's actually going to do jokes. Now, okay. Some of the people, and you guys aren't on microphone, but how many of you guys actually want to do a roast, want to do some roast jokes, or are you just going to come and hang out?
The huge response in the crowd.
Real quick, grab the mic. Do you want to? Are you going to do some jokes? You're going to hang out real quick. Which one is it?
I think we're really catching fire towards the end of the episode.
Yeah, yeah. I'll gladly come and tell some roast jokes. Okay. I'll do a quick two or three.
All right, all right. Sarah, are you going to do some jokes?
Do we get to make fun of you too?
Yeah, dude. I take
actually,
the blunt
Sarah,
of it.
Sarah, here's the good news.
Or
Sam,
the nub.
Sam gets a lot of heat.
I get
by the
lit
end of
the
night. Sam
up.
DeCloss as he doesn't like any of the children. They're all getting cold.
Well, you've obviously been naughty, Sam. I'm in.
Okay.
There we go.
Coleman, you gonna do some jokes?
Yeah, Coleman's on the roster.
Of course I am.
All right. All right. So that's who.
I made him that promise in like February.
So
well,
he's been
do
here
we think
Columbus
is going to tell jokes? Tell roast jokes.
He might.
He'll
might
probably
perform.
Do a song or something.
I would think he would perform.
Thank you very much for having me, Sam Tribble.
Well, do you think Randall will do roast jokes? I don't think so.
It would be great if he did.
I will. I'm going
well,
to talk to
him.
Too
nice.
I told you that I had him do stand up one night. We went and did stand up together, and it was great.
Yes.
Watching him do stand up.
How come
just...
you never told us about this?
Because, I don't know, this is what's so great about having a time to chat.
Right.
Look at all the memories we're unearthing.
Do you guys like this Us Talking Show
yes.
episode?
Yeah, of yes. course.
I like it. I do, too. Yes. So what else we got? No Bunny Fever is going to get lit the fuck up.
Dude.
And say nothing.
We'll be expecting him to do jokes, but he probably won't.
Yeah, and then we know that
Skippy
Green. Green's going to light
Green,
it up.
Yeah,
yeah, we'll crush. Amy Hawthorne.
She'll do well.
Do great.
Yeah. Dave Taylor's going to fuck everybody
God.
Up.
Dave Taylor.
Oh boy.
Dave Taylor already told me he's going to light Red Band up.
Oh, my God. I can't
because nobody goes after Red Band.
I will.
Light him the fuck up. Who else
do
we got?
I did last year, but he wasn't there.
Who
so
else?
Now
it's
going
to get a
yeah.
little
Oh, by
crazier.
The way, if you said you're doing it and you don't show up, you still get lit the fuck up.
Yeah, that's
Oh,
true.
Yeah, yeah.
And we call that the little Esther clause.
That's right.
Little Esther thought because she wouldn't show up the first year that we were going to be nice. Second year that we wouldn't do jokes about her. The whole hour was just ripping little Esther a new asshole, which isn't hard because I hear she loves it in the ass.
That's just the taste of what you can expect on December 18th.
So who else do we got?
Pete, PDC.
Pete C, I hear he's got
nice.
Great jokes.
He'll be good.
I'm fucked.
He'll be good. Is
I'm
going to
get lit the fuck
it, right?
up.
You're
I get to find
up.
Out what everybody thinks about me, which is
Sam,
I'm a has-been fat
Sam,
drug addict
who
porn
emails
addicted,
too much,
loser.
But stop it, Sam. Stop
That's
it.
That's what I get to hear.
Stop it.
Save the suicide for after Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, if you're thinking about killing yourself, do it at this show because it will make
guys,
for a huge next show.
Guys,
okay?
If things for you are rock bottom and nobody seems to care about you, wait till the 19th to end it all, guys, because you're going to want to go out with a bang. That's right. It's the Naughty Show Roast of Santa Claus.
I'm excited. So we're going to have some dancers there. I'm trying to get Dirty Diamond to be the halftime show.
I'm just
going to
roast Ustream a lot.
That's fine.
Okay.
And then we're going to close out with the Barris Kenny Overdrive.
That's
first
awesome.
First time they've ever come together. Well, we want more, but Vicky nixed it. Vicky
what?
Nixed cage dancing.
Saint nixed.
Oh, I nixed it by not raising $1,000. What an asshole.
Well, Vicky, I think your point, which Sam and I just don't get, is that the money should be going to the show to generate more show. And I think Sam and I are seeing the world without the blinders on that you have. And know that we should take that cool grand and not have it at the end of the night so that we can throw nickels at the Scaremaster.
He called me up.
How great would it be to have Scary Perry cage dance at the Naughty Roast of Santa Claus?
He would be so mad.
It would be so next level.
I don't know if there is a next level anymore. I think, honestly, we're in the stratosphere.
Yeah, it would be a nirvana.
It is all.
It'd be another dimension of greatness.
I would want him to cage dance to Randall doing the jizz hand song.
Oh, God. He'd be like,
motherfucker!
He'd be losing it. That's my hope.
All right.
Okay, guys. Well,
okay.
That was fun.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That's good.
All right, guys. Man, I love this episode. Hey.
Number of times Gareth has been too hot on the mic. Oh, you counted? And what is it? 7.
Is that a new record high or a
is
new
that
record
the record?
Low?
We broke a record today, guys.
We did
it. Fucking
you did it.
Motherfuckers. I fucking asked you if I was too hot on the fucking microphone. Y'all tricked me.
Get him storming
He's
off.
He's starving out. He's quick, grab a lighter. Grab a lighter.
He's so angry. Yeah. Oh, my God. Andrew Dice Gay is so pissed right now.
Yeah, you don't do that. Not to the Dice Man.
All right, guys. This has been a nice show. We didn't read any reviews, but I would love to. Yeah, so that's my story.
Say the tag.
Yes, go on iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. Then email that to naughtyshowpodcast@gmail.com, and we will mail you a signed postcard in appreciation for your 5-star review.
All right, guys, we'll see you on the other side. We got a great show. Next episode's going to be awesome!
We are building a religion. We are building it bigger. We are widening the corridors and adding more lanes. We are building a religion, a limited edition. We are now accepting callers for these pendant keychains.
You resist it is useless. It is useless to resist it. His cigarette is burning, but he never seems to ash. He is grooming his poodle. He is living comfort eagle. You can meet at his location, but you'd better come with cash. Now his hat is on backwards. He can show you his tattoos. He is in the music business. He is calling you dude.